A longtime Baptist pastor in Uvalde returned to the pulpit during the most soul-drawing event in the history of this community. He did so as he worked through his own grief, NPR's John Burnett reports.
The current pastor, Carlos Contreras, called a special service last week at Uvalde's Primera Iglesia Bautista, the city's 113-year-old bilingual church.
We are here because we have also two very special young girls that attended our church. We will miss, we absolutely love.
The bright, smiling faces of two slain girls from the congregation are projected on the screen behind him. 10-year-old Alexandria Lexi Rubio, who's holding her honor roll certificate, and 9-year-old Eliana Ellie Garcia in her basketball jersey. They both perished on Tuesday in the school shooting. But what people came for was to hear from their former pastor, Julian Moreno, 80 years old, who recently retired after 50 years. Lexi Rubio was his great-granddaughter. A dignified man in dark clothes, a paisley tie, and a stoic expression steps onto the blue-carpeted altar.
Let us not forget to pray for these families that have been affected. In my family's case, we grieve the loss of our beautiful Lexi, a fourth grader with dreams and aspiration.
In her young life, Lexi already had two things she wanted to accomplish, according to her great-grandfather. She wanted to become a lawyer and
she wanted to go to Australia.
Moreno has been a fixture in the Spanish-speaking Baptist Fellowship in Texas. He says this church was founded in 1909 as a place of worship for the Hispanic farm workers who picked carrots, broccoli, and onions that thrived in the loamy soil irrigated by deep artesian wells. In an interview before the service, Moreno says he was outside of his house a block from Robb Elementary School, watering his plants when he heard gunfire.
I knew that the arms were high power because it was very loud. When I got close to the school, I heard officers. One of them said, the guy went into the building. I prayed for a miracle, but also resigned myself to the worst.
The killer, an 18-year-old high school dropout, was shot and killed by law enforcement. Moreno says a journalist asked him last week, if he could speak to that young man, what would he say to him?
I hold no hatred. He took something from our life. But God's love reminds me that I'm not here to judge a person.
Outside in the city of Uvalde, folks make their way to the town square to lay flowers. Police investigators pour over details of the tragedy, and TV reporters prepare for their live shots. Inside the church, Pastor Moreno, at the pulpit he held for half a century, marrying, burying, and baptizing, offers a closing thought.
See God's comfort. Find strength for the painful days ahead. There are funerals to attend, and I pray that these words will bring some strength in your life. A esta comunidad le recuerdo.
When the service is over, everyone embraces. Then they drift out into the hot South Texas night to face the days and weeks and months ahead. John Burnett, NPR News, Uvalde.